Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. For a long time now, you've been looking forward to the day when you can enjoy wonderful Kroger Tender Ray beef again. And we certainly hope that soon you'll be able to get all you want of those famous fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beefsteaks and roasts. Yes, it may be that in the near future your wish will come true. But Kroger Tender Ray beef will continue to remain scarce for the immediate present, because the top grades of grain-fattened cattle used for this exclusive Kroger feature are so hard to get. And right there is one of the reasons why Kroger Tender Ray beef is always so fresh-tasting, so tender, so juicy. You see, only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are used for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. And it's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. But until the day rolls around when you can get Kroger Tender Ray beef once more, keep this thought in mind. The beef that you do get at your neighborhood Kroger store is the very best beef that's available on the market today. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny and Professor Rogers told Freddie Lang he was to be returned to New York to face charges brought against him by the police, Freddie lost all of his fast-growing faith in Penny. But so far, all he's done is refuse to speak to her. It's the next day now, and Penny is telling Pat.
It broke my heart to tell him he'd have to go back to New York. Oh, Pat, you should have seen the look of horror and disappointment on his face.
Horror, maybe, but not disappointment, Penny. If he has any sense at all, he knows, or knew in the beginning, he'd have to go back.
I suppose so, but he might have hoped that somewhere, someone would give him a break and try and help him.
You mean he came to Rossville because he figured we country hicks would be a soft touch?
Oh, no, Pat, you know why he came here. Professor Rogers is the only family he has. At least the only family he knows anything about.
Well, maybe so. But I still say, if he was disappointed when you told him he had to go back to New York and the New York police, it wasn't because he was unhappy about having to go. It was because he was unhappy knowing he hadn't put anything over on.
Pat, he hasn't tried to put anything over on anybody.
Not much. He's a bad egg, Penny. I've watched him. I've watched him when he didn't know I was looking at him. I could almost tell what he was thinking. And most of the time he was thinking, what can I put over on those country bumpkins next?
Pat Gibbs, you don't know that. It's just something you're imagining.
Oh, no. My imagination isn't that good. But Freddy's thinking process is that obvious. I tell you, that's what he's thinking. And the sooner you believe it, the sooner you'll be safe.
What do you mean, safe?
You know what I mean, sis. Well, come on, wake up. I know your instinct to do the right thing tells you to help this kid. But instinct isn't infallible. It can be wrong. And it's wrong this time.
It's not wrong this time. And I'm not helping Freddy or trying to help him because of any instinct. It's something I've thought about for a long time.
A long time, nothing. Why, Freddy hasn't even been around for more than a couple of weeks.
Oh, Pat, I know that. It isn't just Freddy I've been thinking about. It's the hundreds or thousands like him. Poor, misunderstood, mixed up, out-of-the-place people who are simply doomed to be unhappy all their lives unless they're straightened up.
Hey, are you turning into a crusader or something?
No, I'm not turning into a crusader or something. I'm just convinced that not everyone gets a fair chance in this world. And when I run across one of those unfortunates getting that unfair deal, I want to see what I can do to help. Or not so much merely to help that person, but to help myself, protect myself and those around me.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't think you do either.
Maybe I don't, but I think I do.
Well, just what do you think you're talking about?
Freddie Lang and what'll become if someone doesn't take just about the last chance there is to keep him from...
Well, keep him from what?
From becoming a criminal.
Oh, sis, come on. From what I hear, he already is a criminal.
Oh, yes, technically he is. He's charged with several crimes, I understand.
Oh, you admit that,
then. I won't admit anything. Because I don't believe that a person's a criminal just because he commits a crime. I think even the law will bear me out on that.
Oh, well, say that's right, Penny. I never thought of that, but it is true.
Of course it's true. A lot of times the circumstances of the crime rule out the act as a criminal one. Oh, Pat, I'm not saying I condone criminal acts. I certainly don't, but...
But you think a fellow who does something wrong with good reason should be forgiven for what he does, huh?
Well, the law does. Don't you?
Yes, I guess I do it, though.
Oh, I certainly hope you do. You'd be a very unfair person if you didn't. And I think you're anything but unfair.
I'm not unfair, sis. At least I don't mean to be when I am. But I still think you're all wrong about Freddie Lack. How old's the guy?
Oh, I don't know. 20, 22, I guess.
Then he's no baby. And if he did something wrong, he did it knowing it was wrong. And I say he should be taken back to New York and punished.
Look, I know he has to go back to New York, but if I can help it, he's not going to be punished.
And just how do you think you can help it?
Well, I don't know, but we don't go to New York till tomorrow.
We don't go? What do you mean, we?
Professor Rogers and Freddie and I.
You're going to New York with Freddie?
Well, yes, somebody has to go.
Oh, no, sis, I won't let you get mixed up in this mess.
Oh, what's the use? You just won't agree with me, will you? You're just dead set against Freddie, aren't you?
No, but I'm dead set against your going to New York with him. It's not going to do him any good, and it's going to do you a lot of harm, Penny. A lot of harm. You just wait and see.
Just a minute, I'm coming. Well, Jed, good evening.
Evening, Penny.
I wasn't expecting you.
No? Who were you expecting?
A detective.
A detective?
Yeah, from New York. Professor Rogers said he was coming over to talk to me this evening.
A detective coming over here now, huh? Well, what's young Freddie done? Held up a bank?
Oh, no, Jed. Not even a piggy bank. Come on in, darling. Come and sit down.
Well, maybe I better not if you're having a detective over. I don't like any part of this Freddie Lang business, and I might say something I'm not supposed to.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing you can't be here for. Nothing you shouldn't know about.
Well, maybe so. But maybe I don't want to know about it. I'll have to tell your mother, and she'll be more upset than ever.
Look, Jed, why should Mother be upset about Freddie?
Why should your mother be upset about Freddie Lang? Well, I hope you're joking when you say that, child.
No, I'm not joking. What's Freddie Lang to be upset about?
What's a combination hurricane, tidal wave, and earthquake to be upset about?
Oh, Jed, I guess Freddie's a little unusual, but he's not quite as bad as all that.
Well, not to your way of thinking, maybe, but to mine he is, and to your mother's, and to half the people in this town. Penny, the talk about you is terrible. It's downright nasty since you've had this fellow Freddie in the house.
Jed, I'm not afraid of talk. And that's all it is. Just talk.
Yes, but talk can lead to actions. And when a certain group of folks in this town get to acting, well, the upset of Freddie Lang is a gentle summer breeze compared to the wind that some of the folks in this town can blow up.
I still don't care. I know what I'm doing.
I guess you do, child. At least I hope you do. But what you're doing and what the folks in this town are saying you're doing are two different things. And your mother doesn't know which is which. But the best of the two is upsetting enough.
Well, it'll be over soon enough. I'm going to New York with Professor Rogers and the detective when Freddie goes back.
You're going to what?
Go to New York.
Why?
Well, I told you why. To help Professor Rogers and the detective take Freddie back to the New York police.
Three of you to take that one boy back? What is he, a mountain lion?
Jed Billings, you're making a joke out of something terribly serious.
I'm not joking about it at all, because I hope it isn't true, that's all.
Very true. And it's for a very good reason. Jed, I'm going to see that the New York police give Freddie another chance before they send him to jail.
Another chance to what? Steal?
Freddie's never stolen.
Then why do the police want him?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, if it isn't stealing, what is it? I'm just ruling out the thought that it's something worse. I couldn't stand the shock of that myself.
You needn't worry about it being anything worse. Jed, I'm positive that it isn't even as bad as you think it is. In fact, I'm sure that Freddie hasn't done anything wrong at all.
Because he denies everything? Is that why?
Yes, that's why. I don't think Freddie would lie to me.
You don't think he'd lie? Well, I'm speechless. I don't know what's come over you, child. You've let this boy make a complete idiot out of you.
Have I?
Yes. And Penny, if you don't give up this foolish notion of going to New York and getting mixed up in his problems, you're going to find yourself in a mess nobody will ever get you out of.
Yes?
Miss Penny Gibbs?
Yes.
I'm Harold Drake, Miss Gibbs, from the New York Detective Bureau. Here are my credentials.
Oh, yes. Come in, Mr. Drake. I've been expecting you.
Thanks. Sorry I'm late, but my plane was delayed in starting.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, can I take your hat?
Oh, sorry. I never remember to take it off.
Well, you're probably never in one place long enough to take it off, are you?
Only when I'm sleeping.
Oh, can I get you something to eat?
No, thanks. I ate on the plane. I hear you're going to go to New York with us when we take the boy back. Rogers wired me for permission.
I hope it's all right.
Sure, it's okay with me and the department, but I think it's a waste of time.
Why?
Well, I sort of hesitate to say this, Miss Gibbs, because I figure you must be fond of the boy to want to come down to New York with him.
Well, he's a very likable young man.
Some of the toughest criminals I've known have also been some of the nicest guys I've known, Miss Gibbs.
Mr. Drake, what are you leading up to?
Just this. You come to New York if you want to. Stand up for the boy and try to get him off with as light a rap as possible. The department welcomes you to come along with them and welcomes you to speak up for the lad. But
what, Mr. Drake?
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but I'm afraid you'll be wasting your time.
Wasting my time? Why?
Because Freddie Lang is a bad boy, Miss Gibbs, and he's in a pretty serious mess.
So, Freddie Lang is in a serious mess. Does this mean he's doomed to go to jail? Does this mean Penny will give up her plans to go to New York and try to help him? Or will she go anyhow and try to help Freddie against all odds? And just what has Freddie done? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, wishes sometimes do have a way of coming true, and it's very possible that in the near future, you'll get your wish for the return of famous Kroger Tenderay beef. We hope that soon those wonderfully fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beefsteaks and roasts will be plentiful. Until then, don't forget that Kroger always brings you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. And don't forget this either. Your Kroger store offers you a wonderful selection of fine meat. Seafoods with a rich ocean fresh flavor and real country-tasting poultry, and all at thrifty prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.